Gemara says here on Daf Chavav Amid Beis Tan Rabbanon Tov Lo Ispal Mincha Berav Shabbos Mispal Belel Shabbos Shtai. So it means that even though he omitted a Tfilas Chol, which is a Tfilas Yud Ches, nevertheless, his tashlumen, his replacement, will be a tefillah Shabbos, a tefillah Sheva. If you take a look on the second side of your page, you'll see a similar halacha with regard to Yalav Yovel. This is Gemara later on Daf Chaf Tes Amid Beis, Amar Av Tanchum, etc., etc. Ta, v'lo hizkir, shel Rosh Chodesh ba'avoda. Chozer la'avoda. So if he has the opportunity of reciting Yalav Yovo in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he can go back, that's fine. And that's what he does. Nizkar Boda, Chozer la'avoda, Sim Shalom Chozer la'avoda, but in Siyem, let's say he took his three steps backwards, Chozer la'rosh, he has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. And then you can understand that if it would be a case of Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, if this is one day Rosh Chodesh, or on Mincha the second day Rosh Chodesh, and he omitted Yalav Yovo, so then we have to discuss what's going to happen with Tashlumin, because it's no longer Rosh Chodesh and he cannot recite Yalav Yovo. That's going to be our discussion here in Tosus, in our Sugya, and Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rif. Now, one thing that I noticed from last week that we did not notice at the time that we discussed this is that if you take a look in the Mishnah Brura in Siman Kuf Ches Sif Tes, he says the following. The case is Tov Lo Ispal Mincha Be'erev Shabbos. Our sugya, our Tana Rabbanon, mispal arvis shtayim, and the Mechaber says shel Shabbos. In other words, the replacement tefillah will be a seven bracha tefillah of Shabbos, even though it's a replacement for a tefillas chol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yafal gav debal is hashlumin shel chol mikomakom. Kevon Sha'achshav Hu Shabbos, Mispal Osa Gam Kain Shal Shabbos. So in this kind of tug of war between the tefillah that he omitted, which is a tefillas chol, and the time that he's repeating and replacing that tefillah, which is now Shabbos, the Shabbos wins out. And therefore, he's going to replace his tefillas chol with the tefillas Shabbos. Even though, oddly enough, his tefillah was that of a chol. Oh. Now what happens, b'di'evit, meaning, l'chatchila, everything is understood. We saw it in the Braisa, we saw it now in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mechaber, that he replaces the tefillas mincha of chol that he omitted on Friday with the tefillas Shabbos, the second tefillah of seven brachas. But what happens with the effort? Let's say in the following scenario, he mistakenly replaced his Shmoneh Esrei of Chol, his Mincha Shmoneh Esrei, with a Tefillah Shel Chol. Now, if we assume that in this tug of war between the Tefillah of Chol that he omitted, and the fact that now the Zman is Shabbos, which engenders a Chiyuv of a Tefillah Shabbos, then the Zman wins out against the original Tashlumin. I mean, you follow what I mean. So then in that case, if in his second tefillah he davened the tefillah shel chol, what's going to be the din? No, it's if this guy is a ganz talmud chacham and he thinks to himself, wait a minute, logically, I'm repeating Shmon Esrei on Friday night in order to replace my chol Shmon Esrei of mincha. So logically, intuitively, he should have what? In his mind, he doesn't know all the dinim, he knows some of the dinim. He thinks that he should daven what? A tefillah chol. And that's exactly what he did. In other words, even though the halacha is that he davens a tefillah Shabbos, but if he davens a tefillah chol, what's the din to the Eved? Potter milas palel. So my question to you, which I raised on Yom Revi'i last week, was what exactly is the Mishnah Berurah talking about? He doesn't spell it out. If he's talking about a case where he recited a tefillah chol, but he also added an azkara, so that would be a halacha that we learn in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person davens a tefillah chol on Shabbos, he can be yotzei if he mentions Shabbos. Okay, that would be less of a chiddush. Why? Because miman nefshach. B'dieved, he would be yotzei b'toras tashlumin because the replacement for chol, and he davened the full yudches brachos. You'll ask me, but now the tefillah has to take on the character of the zman, namely, it should be a tefillah Shabbos, so he mentioned Shabbos, and that would be no worse than a person who mentioned Shabbos in a tefillah chol on Shabbos. Or is it possible that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention, he doesn't qualify, that he added a azkara of Shabbos? It means that we can take the Mishnah Berurah at face value without any qualifications, and he daven a tefillah chol without even mentioning Shabbos. And he says that b'dieved is yotzei. So I didn't know how to interpret this Mishnah Berurah, but what I noticed is he quotes as a source for this psak in Mem Hey in the Sharet Zion the Pri Chadash. Now I gave my Pri Chadash to someone. Did I get it back? Is this it?
And I put a marker in there.
Great, excellent. Thank you so much. This is what you call a kiyum of a matan al menas lahachzir you makayim. He says the Pri Chadash mistavra. He writes, Vadai the tefilas tashlumin, kevan sheikara hu tefilas yudches. Fundamentally, he says that this tefillah is a tefillah chol, because again, it's a replacement for the tefillah chol of mincha v'erev Shabbos. Im shachach the lo hizkir shel Shabbos, ela hispalel tefillah yudches b'tefillah shnia bolu tashlumin u'tefillah mincha vaday diyotza. The lo kechad surva v'rabbanon, not like some talmud chacham who said that he's not yotzei. So I just want to point out to you that this proves my thesis that when the Mishnah Berurah doesn't qualify, that means exactly that he doesn't qualify. He doesn't add any stipulation here that he mentioned Shabbos, and it's a fascinating halacha here because there's a lechatchila and a b'dieved. On a lechatchila level, the tashlumin takes on the character of that zman, the zman in which he's being mispalel the tashlumin. In the case of Shabbos. And perhaps that might not apply to Rosh Chodesh, as we'll soon see. But in the case of Shabbos, because there's an issue of Kvod Shabbos, and maybe if he happens to tefillah chol, you might see it as a zilzul in Shabbos. Those are all different considerations that pull us lechatchila towards this position that he should be replacing his tefillah chol and the tefillah Shabbos, as paradoxical as that seems to us. But b'dieved, we can go back to the Iker Halacha, that this tefillah of Tashlumin, the second, is a replacement for a tefillah chol, and therefore, even if there's no, how should I say, no reflection whatsoever, no expression of Shabbos, he leaves out any azkar of Shabbos, he would be yotzei. So what we're going to try to do is see how this impacts this Pri Chadash on the case of Rosh Chodesh, because in the case of Rosh Chodesh, the Ramah makes a total analogy, a complete equation. He says, "V'hu adin im lo espalel mincha bi'erev Rosh Chodesh." So now he's in a funny kind of situation here. Why? Because his replacement tefillah, when he davens a double ma'ariv, is going to be on Rosh Chodesh. Now, if we go with the principle that has already been formulated by the Mechaber, namely that the tefillah's tashlumah takes on the complexion of that zman, then he certainly should be adding to his second tefillah, which is a replacement for an erev Rosh Chodesh tefillah, Yalav Yavo. And that's indeed the premise of the Rambam. He says, "V'hu adin im lo ispal mincha b'erev Rosh Chodesh, mispal shel Rosh Chodesh shtayim." Meaning he should mention Yalav Yavo not only in his first tefillah, but even in his second tefillah. And then again, b'di'evit, if he didn't, you know, we would fall back on this question. No, what I'm asking is the following. He left out Mincha and Erev Rosh Chodesh. And now in his second tefillah, the Ramah says that Hu Adin Hu Atam, just like in the case of the Friday night situation where he's going to daven the second tefillah as a tefillah Shabbos, paradoxically, even though it's replacing the tefillah's chol, so too in the case of Rosh Chodesh, when he leaves out Yalav Yavo on a tefillah's mincha of Erev Rosh Chodesh, his second tefillah as a tashlumin will reflect Rosh Chodesh. And it's very interesting to me, because if you go with the Pri Chodesh, I'm not sure that the Ramah's equation, his analogy, is on the mark. Bishlam, in the case of Shabbos, where logically, as we said, the Havamina was that he should be davening a Tefillah's Chol on Shabbos because it's a replacement for a Tefillah's Chol of Erev Shabbos. Nor of us, we said that there was another consideration, which we call the Lechatchila consideration. And what was that Lechatchila consideration? That part, it's Shabbos, right? Shabbos requires a certain kind of tefillah that reflects the Kedusha of Shabbos. But b'di'evet, says the Pri Chodesh, and I believe that's what the Mishnah Berurah means, he would be yotzei with a tefillah's chol without any mention of Shabbos. Because this din of zilzul, the called Shabbos, or whatever you'll have, is only a lechatchila din. Now we have to ask ourselves, does that same din apply to Rosh Chodesh? Is there a look of Kvod Rosh Chodesh, of Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, of paying deference to Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, insofar as the time period is Rosh Chodesh, I must reflect that, the dignity and the honor of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore insert into Shmoneh Esrei, which is fundamentally a Tefillas Chol. And for the Evid, if I dive into Tefillas Chol without mention of Yalav Yavo, I'd be Yotzei, should I b'chol zot lechatchila mention Yalav Yavo? And in the light of the Pri Chodesh, I don't know if the Vahu Adin of the Ramah is absolutely convincing. It could be that in the case of Shabbos, for the considerations of the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, we will swallow up this tefillah into the black hole of Shabbos, meaning that now it's going to have to reflect the Azkar of Shabbos, at least as a lechatchila halacha. But with regard to Rosh Chodesh, I'm not sure. You have to prove to me that this halacha is going to apply, that lechatchila he should mention Rosh Chodesh in his tefillah, which is a tashlumin.
The Hu Adin is lechatchila, is required to say Rosh Chodesh, but if he forgot it the second time, then it's...
No, I'm just questioning, how does the Ramban know, that's what we have to see today, that the Hu Adin as a lechatchila is applicable? Maybe the Hu Adin is a Shabbos halacha. In Shabbos we have strict halachas about the tefillah. In Rosh Chodesh, it's a different story. We haven't even discussed yet why in Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yavo was so critical. The Rav Zichron Levracha in a Yahrzeit Shir, which I gave you a photocopy of, he's completely bamboozled by this question. He doesn't understand why it is that if you leave out Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, you should have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, because Rosh Chodesh itself is not endowed with Kedushas Hayom. And the Rav says that whenever we add something to mention the name of the day and its unique mitzvot and so forth and so on, then if there's no Kedush Sayom, the Rav insists that ein machzir noso, that Hosafa is purely external, it is a Tosefes Kiyum, but it doesn't define the essence of Tefillah. Okay, we'll get back to that in Mitzvah Shem a little bit later. In any event, I was quite excited about this prefab. Now, what happens in the following scenario? This is our discussion for today. It is now Rosh Chodesh. And he leaves out Yalav Yavo. He needs a Tefillas Tashlumin.
Right.
after Rosh Chodesh in this case. Why? Because it's Mincha on Rosh Chodesh of the second day, let's say, would just make life easier for ourselves. And now, Ma'ariv on Motzei Rosh Chodesh, it's the second day of the month, he cannot mention Yalav Yomo. So paradoxically, he's praying a tefillah to make up for a tefillah which was only, shall I say, psua, if I can use that term. It was invalidated because he left out what? Yalviyova. Now he doesn't have the opportunity in his tefillas tashlumin to be mashlim to complete and replace that which was the problem to begin. So if you take a look at Tosus here on Daf Chavavim Beis quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda. If I can trouble you just to file this for the meantime, because we're running out of space here. So Tosus says on Daf Chavavim Beis, Tovlos Pal Mincha B'Erev Shabbos, he says the following, Kosav Rabbeinu Yehuda, Im Tovlo Hizkir Rosh Chodesh B'Mincha. Okay, so he's on Rosh Chodesh, and he left out Yalav Yovo in Shmoneh Esrei. Now, if he remembers before the end of Rosh Chodesh, then everything is smooth. What's he going to do? He's going to daven again. That's the halacha. And we'll see that inside. That's the Sugyam Chav Tesem and Beis that we mentioned earlier. Then he says, but what happens if he only reminds himself after Rosh Chodesh? Now he has no opportunity to mention Rosh Chodesh after Rosh Chodesh is gone. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, as far as his tashlumin is concerned, lo yispalel od balayla. And his logic is very compelling. He says, lo yispalel od harei kvar hispalel kol tefilas mincha v'odyom. What was he missing in his mincha? What? Yalav Yovo, levad Rosh Chodesh, shelo hizkir. Im kein, eino marviach klum, im yachzor v'yispalel, B'motzoi Rosh Chodesh, Sharei lo yazkir od tefilas Rosh Chodesh, v'yudches kvar hispalel. He says this is not similar to a case of someone who omitted Shmoneh Esrei, and now he's got to replace that Shmoneh Esrei. Right? He says, v'lo domi lohado omar hocha, our case of ta, v'lo hispalel mincha b'shabbos, the hispalel arvis b'chol shtayim, and the reason for that is because he wasn't yotzei eschiv tefillah, and therefore he has to make up that tefillah that he omitted with a tefillah in this case of Shabbos. Okay, fine. But in the case of Rosh Chodesh, he mentioned all the brachos, everything was perfect, except that he left out Yalav Yovo. So I can understand that there should be a tefillah tashlumin on Rosh Chodesh itself, where he will be marviach, that he'll replace that which he missed, that which he omitted, but not on Motzoi Rosh Chodesh. So Rabosai, although this is the sheet of Rabbeinu Yehuda, nevertheless, the story does not end here. Let's take a look in Rabbeinu Yonah, which you'll see in the middle of your page 1. Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Umizeh atam omrim gamkein im ta velo ispalel sherosh chodesh b'mincha." The exact same case that Tosfos addresses, velo nizkar Bayom, unfortunately he did not remember, Oive, I forgot Yalav Yovo during that period of time that he had between Mincha and, you know, this would apply to those who are mocked. I don't know if you know, there are some people, we didn't get to Tfilas Mincha yet, but I'm just saying there are those who are mocked that have Mincha like the last minute. And that's not something you should joke about, because it has its basis. You have to know about the spheres in order to figure that out. But be that as it may, he didn't have a chance to remind himself and replace his Shmoneh Esrei lo nizkar b'yom. Zok Taisvei does the Rabbeinu Yonah, and this is Rabbeinu Yehuda in Taisvei Miyam. Eino mispalil ba'erev shtayim acha shal arvis v'acha shal mincha. He should not daven two Shmoneh Esreis. The second one to replace Minchas Tashlumin, the Keva was familiar with this logic. The Keva Chispal Kvar Yudches, Vachazora Einat Tzricha El Mipnei Zchiras Rosh Chodesh. His whole Vyov Rayom Vlo Niskar Vyod Shoy Rosh Chodesh Aspal Eino Chozer Achshu the Matoel Es Achar shav Rosh Chodesh is pal pam acheres kevon she'eno maski Rosh Chodesh achshav vayudches kvar is pal osa. Again, it's not like the case where he didn't daven yudches brachas. Now he can replace it with tashlumin with yudches brachas. Here he daven yudches brachas. No vaz. He left out yalav yavo. So if he has the opportunity through his tashlumin to add yalav yavo, is my tovu manoim, he gains that which he omitted. But if there's no opportunity, no possibility to daven yalav yavo, so what's the point? And tefilas yudches, he already missed power. Oh, but here's what I wanted to point out to you. Avol chachmei provancia Omrim the kevon she osa tefila lo yotzi yedei chiyuv. Because again, if he left out yalav yavo havi, what does he have to do? Repeat Shmona Esrei, correct? So he wasn't yotzi his chiyuv. She lo yispal osa kiddina. Right, I would emphasize that word kiddina. Kimi she lo yispal klal. Dainilei, we consider him as if he didn't daven at all. Umispal shtayim leerv afal pishik far over Rosh Chodesh ve'ini mispalel inyan. Afal pishik far over Rosh Chodesh ve'ini maskir inyan Rosh Chodesh. So this is very interesting. The Chachmei Provancia are arguing that just like if you left out a tefillah completely, you'll have to add a tefillah tashlumin, even if, paradoxically, you will gain nothing, so to speak, from that tefillah tashlumin in terms of a comparison to what you omitted in the original tefillah. So, for example, let's say I omitted Shabbos, mincha time. I will daven a tefillah chol for Motzi Shabbos, for tashlumin the second, and that will in no way replace the Shabbos tefillah that I had, but doesn't matter. I wasn't yotzei my chiyuv tefillah, even if the reason I wasn't yotzei tefillah cannot be fulfilled. Well, I'll give you an example. Let's say this would be a fascinating question. I don't want to discuss it now, mostly because my mind doesn't move at the speed of light. But just in the back of your head, shelve this question. A man davened the tefillas chol on Shabbos for mincha. No mention of Shabbos whatsoever. Correct? Now, he's not yotzei his chiyuv tefillah. He's going to need a tefillas tashlumin. But his tefillas tashlumin of Motzi Shabbos will in no way reflect a replacement of that which he omitted. Says the Chachmei Provancia that it doesn't matter because at the end of the day he wasn't yotzi his chiyuv tefillah. Therefore, let's just, how should I say, cross the gap and jump over to the next case, our case, where he left out Rosh Chodesh and Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and now he's going to daven a tefillah tashlumin. But you'll ask me the question: paradoxically, he's not going to replace the yalav yavo. It's after Rosh Chodesh, over his man abot karbano. But the answer is ki'ilu dainin le. Oh, these are the key words. He says kimi shelo hispalel klal dainin le. So we have here a machlokes between Rabbeinu Yehuda, which is the first opinion quoted in Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Chachmei Provancia quoted in Rabbeinu Yonah, as to what is the deal with someone who davened all Yudches Brachos in the Shmon Esrei on Rosh Chodesh, just that he left out Yalav Yov. Is it Ki'ilu Shelo Ispalel Klal? There's no difference whatsoever between someone who omitted the tefillah and someone who omitted Yalav Yavo, because after all, the omission of Yalav Yavo requires that he replace the Shmon Esrei lo yotzi dechovasa ki'ilu lo espal klal dainin. Or should we say no? At the end of the day, he was mispalel all yudches brachos, and that is the tefillah that Chazal established. He was yotzi dechovasa. Ela what? He's lacking the Yalav Yov, that's Kar of Yalav Yov, because Chazal also established another takana that he has to reflect the nature of the day. Bechol Yom V'Yom Tein Lo Me'ein Berchosav, and then he omitted. Comes along Tosis and he says, okay, you davened a very healthy and fine Shmon Esrei. You left that Yalav Yov. If and when you have the opportunity to repeat Shmon Esrei, and now supply that which you omitted, namely Yalav Yavo, that's what you have to do. And when can you do that? Only on Rosh Chodesh. But if you're going to replace that Shmon Esrei, without what? Without any mention of Yalav Yavo. So as far as the Shmon Esrei itself is concerned, So argues Rabbi Yehuda, you were Yotze. Ella, what? You aren't Yotze, a mentioning of Yalviyov. Okay, so replace it and mention Yalviyov. That you technically you can only do before Shkia. You know, when it's too late now to add another Tfilas Mayriv where you will omit once again Yalviyov. So, Mahoilu Kacham Vitakanaso. The Shmonesre that you are going to pray for Tashluvin is identical with the Shmonesre you prayed in the first place, on Erev Min, on Mincha of I'm sorry, of what? Of on Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, right? Just like the Shmoneser, you David on Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, left out Yalviyov. That's what you're going to do now. So it's an exercise in futility to replace a Tefillah Shalom Bizmana, meaning Tashlum, in place of a Tefillah Bizmana, when the two Tefillahs are absolutely identical. So I both say, what is the machlokas? I'm just going to get myself a cup of water here. I'm sorry, I apologize. I usually bring in water. Okay, I'm looking for volunteers here. Sorry. I'm looking for volunteers to explain to you, what are they arguing about? What's the... Anybody? Oh, excellent. So I was thinking the following. Perhaps we could say that according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, the addition and the recitation of Yalav Yovo is not part of the Guf Matbea HaTefillah. It's not what you'd call essential to the tefillah itself. It's not part of the Cheftza Shel Tefillah. So why do we mention Yalav Yovo? If I could be Mekayim Shmon Esrei, my Chiyuv Tefillah without Yalav Yovo, so why mention Yalav Yovo? The answer is that there's a cue to mention the day. Now, when I thought of this, I was bothered. I wasn't so happy with it. I think you have to add a little bit to embellish this. I'll tell you what bothers me, and you'll decide whether you identify with my problem. If, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, we're dealing with two mitzvahs here, two kiyumim. There's one kiyum called tefillah, which is fulfilled with what? Yud Ches Brachos. And there's another kiyum to mention the day. I was thinking the following. In the middle of Shmon Esrei, I don't mean literally the middle, but right, he's mentioning the day? That doesn't make any sense to me. What should that be if I'm in the middle of Shmon Esrei, Tefillah, and I say, hey, you know, today is Rosh Chodesh. What does that sound like to you? If you're willing to play the game with me right now, you know, I'm talking to you like children. It should be a half saying. Can you imagine in the middle of Shmon Esrei, I decide to wave a flag. And on the flag it says, today is Rosh Chodesh. It's a galechta, that's mamash a hefsek. In fact, the fact that we have a shofar blowing on Rosh Hashanah in tefillah, again, depending upon what your minhag is, but certainly within the context of tefillah, we have shofar blowing. I never saw anyone, again, you know, anything could happen, so I shouldn't say, you know, it's impossible, because today everything goes, but could you imagine someone shaking a lulav in the middle of Shmon Esrei on Sukkot? You'd laugh the guy out of the place, you know. Well, Rabbi, it enhances my spirituality. You know, it makes me feel good, you know. So what? What does that have to do? It's a hefsek. In the case of shofar, the fact that you integrate shofar, the tekiya shofar into Shmon Esrei, the very fabric of tefillah, must mean, if it's not a hefsek, then it's what? It's part of the tefillah. It's a kiyum tefillah. But in the case of mentioning Rosh Chodesh, this is a very strange halacha. Again, if you're already jumping ahead of me, you're probably thinking in your mind that this is really a raya to the Chachmei Provencia. You know, they're not going to tolerate this business of Rabbeinu Yehuda that Azkaras Yalav Yovo is a kiyum unto itself. You know, you have a kiyum of waving the flag of declaring today is Rosh Chodesh. Because if that be the case, what's it doing in tefillah? It should be a hefsek in tefillah. Bless you. So we're going to have to say the following, I think, according to Rabbi Yehu. Here's where we have to, I think, we have to polish it up a little bit better. You can't just say that there are two mitzvahs here, because one thing I can tell you about tefillah is very, very aggressive, very, shall I say, possessive of itself. You know, it doesn't allow for other mitzvahs. There are not a lot of mitzvahs you can do, but not in the middle of tefillah. And even a mitzvah as great as tzedakah, I would say, if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I don't know about Chazoras HaShatz is an issue, but because if we don't give tzedakah in the middle of Chazoras HaShatz, I feel really badly for all the aniyim. So maybe here we have to find a shtickle kula, which I'm not sure what it is. But certainly in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, you know, it's not the time for the mitzvah tzedakah. And I don't mean to be cruel to the aniyim, but it would be fine. So what does it mean over here that we're going to make a hachraza that today is Rosh Chodesh in the middle of tefillah? It seems so out of place. Oh. So we're going to have to say the following, Rabbos. Did you hear my question?
Yeah, but I have to ask a question.
No, what I would say is the following, that on Shabbos the takana was that we transformed the entire Shmoneh Esrei into a Shmoneh Esrei of Shabbos. You know, the Kedushas Hayom completely, shall I say, transforms the nature of the tefillah and its character. But here, you're going with the tefillah schol, and Rabbeinu Yehuda insists that you could be yotzi your tefillah schol without mentioning Rosh Chodesh, but the Eved, you could be yotzi your tefillah. Again, nevertheless, despite that, the kiyum of Haskaras Rosh Chodesh requires that you add Yalav V'Yovo in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. What's it doing in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei here, Joshua?
Maybe, I don't know if I'm getting a bit too philosophical here.
That's not a good introduction. Not for a guy like me. Because I was in the Rav Shia, and there was one guy in the Shia, I think I told you this, the Rav had him pegged as a philosopher, and every time he opened his mouth, he was the most idle guy in the world, every time the Rav would say to him, no philosophy. So if you're interested in philosophy, you have to come to one of my other Shia, if I teach Chumash in philosophy a couple of times a week. Yeah, go ahead.
I would suggest that maybe there's a Havamina that we're looking at it the wrong way, in the sense that when we're davening, we're doing something. Actually, davening is a reality that we...
Josh, it's too philosophical, like you said yourself. Yeah, so hold on, probably. No, I... Rabosai, all I mean... Mitch, can you say it the way I want to say it? Just, this is a mathematical conclusion from this, yeah?
No, it's just, if it doesn't belong there, it's a hafsata. Oh. But the question is, what about Hanukkah and Purim?
Exactly. Good. So the same question is going to repeat itself over and over again. But what's the answer to that question? I mean, just that, because again, so let's bon iftar tabaya mitchilatar. Because this problem is going to resurface over and over again.
Once they're misalking it, then it's not no longer defined. Oh.
Okay, I would say to drop differently. You know. Yisrael, would you want to say they were misalking it?
Yeah. I would say, you know, you got to put this Haskara someplace.
Okay, good. So again, everything you say is great. I just want to formulate it slightly different. I want to say the following. That there are two kiyum. There's one kiyum of tefillah according to Rabbi Yehuda, and there's another kiyum of what I call tziruf. That's, I think, the key word here. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the second kiyum, although it's independent of the first kiyum, nevertheless, there's a mitzvah, a kiyum of being mitzarev my azkara to tefillah. I'm just saying everything that you said, but I'm saying it a little better, maybe. Just polishing it a little bit. And that kiyum of tziruf azkara to tefillah requires that if I daven a Shmoneh Esrei and I left out Yalav V'Yavo, what am I missing? A tziruf of azkara to Shmoneh Esrei. For the sake of that kiyum, I will be required to what? To repeat Shmoneh Esrei. But again, not for the sake of kiyum tefillah. Because from you the whole, so what do I have in my back pocket here? The kiyum tefillah that I have in my back pocket. That card I've already won in this game. No one can take it away from me. Ella, I'm missing the kiyum of tziruf azkara to tefillah. And if I'm missing that kiyum, then you have to ask yourself the following question, says Rabbi Yehuda. If you're going to repeat Shmon Esrei and you're going to obtain that kiyum nicha, then you're justified and you're required to do so. But if you're going to repeat Shmon Esrei and you are going to nevertheless forfeit that kiyum of tziruf azkara to Shmon Esrei to tefillah, and why are you going to be you're going to lose it? Because it's not Rosh Chodesh, so you have no possibility of being mitzareif nizas hachrozas hayom to tefillah. Then it's an exercise of futility. Comes along the Chachmei Provancia, they say, name. We cannot tolerate this definition that there's a kium unto itself of Azkara, of Tziruf Azkara, Rosh Chodesh, the Tefillah, but rather, what is Azkara? It's part of the Matei Shel Tov. Is Memela, the Nafkamin is going to be the following. If I define Yal V'Yavo and Azkara as part of the Matbea Shel Tefillah, then the Chachmei Provancia insist that leaving out Rosh Chodesh is Meshanavi Matbea Shel Tefillah V'lo Yotzi Yidei Chiyuv Tefillah. He forfeits the Kiyum Tefillah. If he forfeits the Kiyum Tefillah, they're justified saying is Dainir Le'kilo Es Palaklau. And even if in the replacement Shmon Esrei after Rosh Chodesh he will not mention a word about Rosh Chodesh, doesn't matter, because he was Mishan in the Matbea Shel Tefillah. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and he says, name, he's not being Mishan in the Matbea Shel Tefillah because the Kiyum Tefillah L'chud and the Kiyum Tziruf Azkara L'Tefillah L'chud. The Kiyum Tziruf Azkara is an independent mitzvah. And although it will require him, if need be, to add another Shmon Esrei and replace his first, well, I shouldn't say replace his first Shmon Esrei, but rather it would add the Alviyavo and the Mekayim, that Chiyuv Tziruf of the day, to Shmon Esrei, to Tefillah, that makes sense. Kol Zman, he can do such a thing. If he can't do such a thing, then it's pointless.
But even according to Tachman tonight, Motzei Rosh Chodesh, and you didn't say Yal V'Yavo Mincha, and you say Shmona Esrei, you can't say
it. Is this a different case or the same case?
Same case.
Go ahead. So what happened again? He left out Yal V'Yavo at Mincha of Rosh Chodesh.
After Rosh Chodesh.
Correct.
And according to them, you didn't daven, so you have to daven again.
Right.
But you can't say Yal V'Yavo.
Correct. But the answer is that it's Kelois Pal Klal. And Kelois Pal Klal means that I have to pay one tefillah for the other, and that's exactly what I'm
saying. You can never help Siruf, but you still...
Correct.
You're still
Siruf, you lost. That you forfeited. Yeah. But they hold that the Siruf here is not an independent kiyum, but it defines the essence of tefillah. You have it? You see, this is, if you were teaching methodology, you know, you want to teach a student how to think and how to analyze a piece of Gemara, this would be a perfect example. Because in every single case, you have to define what's essential and what's accidental or coincidental. Meaning, when I see that Yal V'Yavo has to be placed in Shmon Esrei, I always have to ask myself, is that essential to Shmon Esrei? Now, the obvious answer would be, definitely it is essential to Shmon Esrei. Haraya, if you leave it out, you know, so if you ever want to gauge a nafkamina, how do you test, what's your barometer to test whether something's essential or not? What happens if you left it out? You know, a human being can't live without a heart, without a head, without a liver. You know, so if these are missing, so he's gone. You know, he's got to be Scottish. That's it. You know. Or are we talking about, you know, toes and fingers and so forth and so on, which, you know, I mean, obviously it enhances life, but you can live without it. And that's essential or something that's external but embellishes it. But the problem is that when we come to the conclusion that obviously Yal V'Yavo as Azkara is essential to tefillah, otherwise why would we repeat Shmon Esrei without it? What we're doing here is we're jumping the gun. Because we have to ask ourselves a second question. And that is, what happens if I leave out, I omit that essential element to tefillah, and yet I have no possibility of replacing it? So again, if you take it from the perspective of the Chachmei Provancia, they were absolutely convinced that Yal V'Yavo defines the very essence of the Matbea of Tefillah. then it's irrelevant. There's halakha of tashlumin, that whether or not you could supply that which you missed or you can't, you need a tefillah bimkom tefillah. But if, on the other hand, you introduce Rabbeinu Yehuda, and he claims that without adding Yalav Yavo, it's pointless, now what you do is you redefine your original position. It's no longer crystal clear that Yalav Yavo becomes essential to tefillah. No, but then we ask ourselves the question, so what is Yalav Yavo? If it's not essential to tefillah, then l'chor it's another kiyum of some sort of askara, b'chol yom v'yom, the Gemara derives from Pasuk, b'chol yom v'yom, telo b'yom v'chosa. Is the answer is, you could have two independent kiyumim, but they have to be joined. But they still remain independent kiyumim. And it could be, and that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Yehuda in this case, that for the sake of that second kiyum, although it's independent of the first, I will repeat tefillah as a method, as a means to achieve that kiyum, but nevertheless, it's not kiyum lo es pal klal, because tefillah remains a kiyum unto itself. Okay, Rebbe, so now, if you give me a few minutes, I want to go on to a machlokas between Reb Chaim and the Yeshuas Yaakov. The Yeshuas Yaakov lived about two centuries ago. He was a brilliant halachist, and his sfarim are very rare. You got to get a hold of it. I received it as a bar mitzvah gift from Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik. And that's why, ever since I was a bar mitzvah boy, I always was curious about these three large volumes that sat in my bedroom on the shelves. And I could, at that age, I could hardly even carry them. I'll show it to you. I have it here at my desk. Little could I open it up and understand what he said. And you know, it always bothered me. Why would Rav Aaron give me these three large sfarim for my bar mitzvah? There must be something in there that's very significant. Otherwise, a lavdin from the Soloveitchik dynasty would not bother giving me one of the achronim. Since then, by the way, I'm the proud owner of the Yeshuas Yaakov itself. Unfortunately, he didn't sign my edition, but it was published during his lifetime. What I want to tell you about the Yeshuas Yaakov is the following. You're going to be the jury, and you're going to tell me whether you think the Yeshuas Yaakov is right. What's the case? Turn to page 2, if you can. And the case is Nishalti Michacham Bidin Ta Velo Hizkir Talu Matar the Erev Shabbos Bitfilas Mincha. Does this sound familiar to you? I mean, it's mamish everything that we've been discussing until now. He omitted mention, or I shouldn't say mention, he omitted the supplication for rain in the Brach of Parnasa, in Baruch Aleinu. And that he did on Mincha of Erev Shabbos. What's the significance of Mincha of Erev Shabbos in this case? Then he won't get it in Ma'ariv, because Ma'ariv and Shabbos has no bakashas to it. Now again, if you go with the pre-chadash, again, this is b'maimar muzkar, I'm wondering, and neither Reb Chaim nor the Yeshuas Yaakov can maintain this position, but I'm just thinking out of the box a little, according to the Yeshuas Yaakov, maybe in such a case, as a tefillas tashlumin, because if he leaves out the same talamot levracha, he's not Yotzi Yisriv Tefillah, he has to repeat Shmon Esrei. He only reminded himself now at Shabbos. I would say that according to the Pre-Chadash, we're now in a fallback B'dieved position. What is the Pre-Chadash's concept, or what's his, position in a case of B'dieved? It's Shabbos and I need a Tefillah's Tashlumin. B'dieved I can be Yotzi without any mention of Shabbos. This would be a beautiful kind of application of the Pre-Chadash as a not l'chatchila situation, but at least b'diyah. But okay, yesh l'chalek v'dok v'tishkach. Now, the Yeshuas Yaakov says the following. He says, in yispal arvis shtayim, he's going to be mispalel tfilos shel Shabbos, right? And now, if he's going to be mispalel tfilos Shabbos shtayim, then lo yazkir same talamot levracha b'tfilas Shabbos, and he says that this reminds us of the situation of someone who did not daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. That's our braisa here on Chaf Vav and Beis, that he davens two Shmoneh Esreis of Shabbos, and therefore that's going to happen here as well. And paradoxically, what's going to happen is that in the Tfilas Tashlumi, which is the second Tfilas Shabbos, he will gain absolutely nothing. You know, it's that which he omitted will be completely lost. And he quotes Tosfos, our Tosfos. The only thing is, he seems to be unaware of what? Of whom? Of the Chachmei Pravatzio. Okay, so he's quoting Rabbeinu Yehuda in Tosfos. Rabbeinu Yehuda says that if somebody did not daven what? He did not daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, right? No, I'm sorry. If he daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, but he omitted Yalav Yovo, says Tosfos, there's no point to davening a Tfilas Tashlumin, because what does he gain by that? He's going to daven a Tfilas Beis B'Chodesh, right? Which means without Yalav Yovo. He's toch mahoilu. What is he gaining by that? The whole reason that you want him to repeat Shmones is because he omitted Yalvi Yovo. He won't be able to daven Yalvi Yovo. Says the Yeshuas Yaakov, the same logic should apply here in the case where he left out Vesein Talamot Levroch, and now he wants to add a Tfilas Shabbos to replace the Tfilas Chol of Mincha Ver Shabbos. He will have to omit Vesein Talamot Levroch. So mahoilu chachomim b'takanasom. And I suspect that the Gaon Rav Chaim Brisker, either he knew about this Yeshuas Yaakov but he doesn't quote it, or he had Ruach HaKodesh and he figured out that somebody out there is going to present this approach, this Svara of the Yeshuas Yaakov. Says Rav Chaim, now this is in a book which I have here on my desk called Stencils. You know, there were chidushim that Talmidim had recorded. It's not very reliable, I have to tell you. But since then, I have the original edition. I don't know, since then they published this and republished it. So I think they polished it up a lot. And this was called the Stencils. You remember back in the day when there was something called Stencils? You know? What?
Reb Chaim Bistencil,
okay. And what does he say? This is the first piece in Reb Chaim Stencil. In my edition at least, he says Shachach v'lo Omar Talu Motar b'mincha b'erev Shabbos Hadinu b'mispalel Arvis Shtayim. Whoa, he says without even blinking that the Yeshuas Yaakov is, with all respect, to put it in brackets, but he's going to have to daven two Shmoneh Esreis on Friday night, even though he's going to omit the same Talamot Levracha in his second Shmoneh Esrei. Because it's Shabbos. He's going to daven a Tefillah Shabbos of seven brachos. So you'll ask me the following question, and this really is the question of Rabbeinu Yehuda with regard to a case of someone who left out Yalav Yovo Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, that what does he gain by a Tfilas Tashlumin which will not supply that which he omitted? He says, Kvar hikshu atosus bebrochos b'shochach lom Yalav Yovo ma moyel mashi yispal arvish tayim kevich ha'achshav kvar eino Rosh Chodesh v'eino omer Yalav Yovo. Says Reb Chaim, Rabbeinu Yehuda is asking a gevaldige kasha, and therefore there is no answer to his kasha. The answer to his question is that Yalav Yovo, as we said, is a separate independent kiyum, and it doesn't undermine the kiyum of tefillah. And therefore, you will repeat Shmoneh Esrei if you omitted Yalav Yovo, if and only if you'll be able to be Makayim that separate independent kiyum, as we call it, Tziruf Hazkaras Hayom, l'tefillah. But if it's already over Zmano, it's too late, then it's an exercise in futility. What have you gained over here? Tefillah you were Yotze anyway. Because as we said, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, the kiyum of Tziruf is independent of the kiyum of tefillah. Says Reb Chaim, but here you should not even be asking that question. Why not? He says, Ula v'salu matar, v'talu matar, excuse me, ain lahakshos kain. There's no question here in Talu Matar. We could write the text, Rabosai. We could have written the next three lines in the stencil even without having heard the Shir of Reb Chaim. Who can write it? Who could write it for me or read it for me without reading it? Why is the same Talu Matar different than Yal V'Yavo? Yal V'Yavo is a separate cube of what? Of Azkara. But the same Talmud Matar is not a cube of Azkara. We're not mentioning the day. It's what? Matbea. Give me another word and then we'll add Matbea Shel Tefillah. What is the same Talmud Matar Levracha? It's a Bakasha. You're my man, Harvey. It's a Bakasha. And a Bakasha is part of the essence, as we called it before, of tefillah, matbea shel tefillah, chetzah shel tefillah. What the Chachamim are saying is that during this period of time, we desperately need rain, and we have to request rain. That becomes quintessential to our Baruch Aleinu Hashana Zos, to the Baruch Parnos. Without rain, we're goners. We're losers. And therefore, Rav Chaim says it beautifully. He says, "Ein lahakshos mishum b'sein talu matu misay der hatfilah." Okay, here I got a little disappointed. I thought he would say me my bea, but look at the next line. He says, "Ukshalo amar." If he didn't ask for rain, "Sein talu matu levracha havi mishana mimat bea shetavu chachamim ukeilu lo ispalel klal." I have no doubt that he borrowed this term from the Chachmi Provancia. Ilu lois palel klal, azal yalav yavo. That's where Rabbeinu Yehuda has an excellent argument. Havi rak chiv haskorahi, the lo havi kalois palel. Rak shachayim lois palel shnayim kidei sheyazkir yalav yavo. In other words, he's missing. He's lacking the kiyum of haskara. Okay, repeat Shmon Esrei if and when you can achieve the Chiyuv Haskara, but if you won't achieve the Chiyuv Haskara, forget it. It's too late. Okay, Shapir Makshu, Mama Hanikshis, Palel Arvis, Shtayin. Wait, just give me 1 second, Al. I just want to enjoy this for a second so I can. Sometimes I have to repeat, I give you guys credit if you can tolerate my repetitions, but I must repeat this once more. What we have here is the following, just in terms of the flow chart. We have a machlokas between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Chachmei Provancia on the one hand. And they're going to fight with each other, they're going to battle, it's going to be a bloody battle, regarding the status of Yal V'Yavo. Is it a separate kiyum, or does it define the very essence of tefillah? Says Reb Chaim, lo mi boy, I don't have to tell you that according to the Chachmi Provancia, if you left out the same Talmud Matar Levracha, it's part of the Matbeis Kilo Espal Klal. And therefore the Chachmi Provancia will say you have to add one tefillah for another, despite the paradox that you'll not be mashal that which you left out. But says Reb Chaim, even if I go with Rav Yehuda, you see the flowchart, even if I go with Rabbeinu Yehuda, and I assume that unless the Tashlumin will somehow supply that which you omitted, it's an exercise of futility and it's pointless. Says Reb Chaim, that's only by Medvar Mur with regard to Yal V'Yavo. Because Yal V'Yavo is a din of Azkara. Elo, what? You have to mitzarif the Azkara to tefillah. Fine. But Azkara remains a separate independent cube. But even Rabbeinu Yehuda would be moded that the same Talmud Matar Levracha is not some sort of separate independent kiyum, but it defines the kiyum of tefillah itself. And therefore, if you omitted the same Talmud Matar Levracha is ki'ilu lo espal klal, and you need a tefillah tashlumin, despite the paradox that you will not fill that which you omitted. Yeah, now I'm ready for you.
And I just wanted to say, according to Yehuda, there would be a difference in halacha whether you forgot mincha altogether or whether you just forgot to say Yal V'Yavo. When you're talking about mincha b'nei Shabbos, because if you're talking about mincha where there's no Rosh Chodesh after in the following day, because right. If you forgot Yal V'Yavo, you would not repeat because he's saying it's l'ma'ane. But if you forgot mincha altogether, you have to have a mincha together, even though the mincha is an entirely different mincha, and also doesn't mention the element.
Correct. And that's something that even the Yeshua's Yaakov could accept.
Okay.
Now, Rabosa, I want to add something else. what's the din in the following case? It's Shacharis of Rosh Chodesh. Okay? And I omit mention of Rosh Chodesh. So what would you say? I mean, again, if we're not great scholars, you know, if we're just middle of the road scholars, what would you say? It's got to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Why do I have a suffix about it? This is on the next level of scholarship. We'll see. This is Sugyan Daf Lamed Musaf. Correct. Because, as the rabbi says very well, we still have Musaf. And here I wonder the following. According to the Chachmei Provencia, that Yalav Yovo is part of the Kiyum Tefila, it's my Be'eshal Tefila, then he didn't daven Shacharis. With all the respect to Musaf, Musaf L'chud V'Shacharis L'chud. But my question to you is as follows. If I go with the oneness of Rabbeinu Yehuda, which means that Yalav Yovo is a separate Kiyum of Azkara, then maybe as a separate Kiyum of Azkara, again, I'm just, you know, just throwing this out, food for thought, could Musaf possibly be a replacement Kiyum? In other words, I don't have to be Mitzaref Yalav Yovo the Azkara to Shacharis. I can be Mitzaref the Azkara to Musaf. Now that's a pretty chutzpahdika position, you know, who says that you can mitzaref the separate kiyum to Musaf? But let's take a look at the Gemara on Daf Lamed, which I have for you on the bottom of page 1, I think, I hope.
Yeah.
You have it there?
Yeah.
Okay. How come I don't have it? Okay, now I have it. Right below that. Do you see the bottom? Okay. Tov lo hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh. If I wasn't lazy, I'd take out the Gemara now, but I got it piled up here. Tov lo hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh bi arvis ein machzir nosa. Okay, that itself is a sugya unto itself. Oh, let's just fast forward. The Shacharis. He left out Yal v'yovo on Rosh Chodesh Shacharis. Is ein machzir nosa. Why? He leaves out of Mincha. Basically, what is the Gemara's position now at this point? No, Mincha is going to need to feel Tashlum. But again, what is the underlying principle here? That Azkara is not a Chiyuv in what? In every single tefillah, it's once a day. Which would very much support the position of Rabbeinu Yehuda. That, again, you and I could have said, well, that kiyum of tziruf as karat tefillah is a requirement in every tefillah. But I could certainly tolerate, logically, the possibility that kiyum as karat b'chol yom v'yom is once a day. According to Chachmei Provencia.
But then Rabbeinu Yehuda would have said, I already did it in Shachos, the reason why I'm not going to repeat it, not because I can't do it, because it's over yom v'yom kavano, because I already did it in Shachos. And he didn't give that answer.
What, I didn't understand. This case in the Gemara. Let's say
I didn't say I'll be able to mincha.
Right.
You just said you don't do it in Marv. Why? Because I can't accomplish what I left out. But that's not the reason why you should say. You should say the reason why is because I already did it in Shacharis. I don't have to do it anymore.
No, Yechiel, I wasn't suggesting that according to, this is all a havamin of the Gemara, Yechiel. I wasn't suggesting that the maskana, the bottom line is that you only have to mention Rosh Chodesh once a day. We're going to see the Gemara is going to backtrack for that. But I was just saying that the very fact that the Gemara entertains such a possibility, would make a heck of a lot more sense conceptually according to Rabbeinu Yehuda. Okay, that's what I meant to say. Oh. So the Gemara says that this is not true. Why? The Alav Itmar Allah, we had a comment on this sugya, on this brisa of Rabbi Yochanan, b'tzibur shanu. What does that mean, b'tzibur shanu? So I would have said maybe it makes a difference whether you're davening b'yichidus, you're davening b'tzibur. Rashi says no. B'tzibur shanu, says Rashi, ein machzirin, mishum d'shamalei mishliach tzibur, v'ika miktas hazkara. Aval biyachid sarich lachsar. Ubalochas gedolos mefarish le b'shliach tzivur b'shem tircha de tzibura aval yachid hadar. So let's look in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see whether or not the Shulchan Aruch codifies the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos. He says the following. Siman Kuf Chavav. He says, Kol Makom Shayachid Chozer Mispalel, Shliach Tzibur Chozer Mispalel. If the Tos is essential to the Tefillah, then it's essential to the Tefillah even if the Shliach Tzibur is reciting the Tefillah. But in Ta, Kemosok, Shemot, fine. Chutz, there's only one exception. That's what I want you to focus on. Mishachris shel Rosh Chodesh. Shim shachach shliach tzibur. Velo hizkir yalav yovad shishlim tfiloso. Ein machzir noso. If you are davening in this community and you leave out yalav yovad, your private shmonesu, you're going to have to repeat shmonesu. But if the shliach tzibur leaves out yalav yovad, then ein machzir noso. Why? Mipnei Torah HaTzibur. Now, what does this mean, Torah HaTzibur? If the tefillah is meaningless, who cares about Torah HaTzibur? So he says, Sharei tefillas musafim lefanav shumaskir ba Rosh Chodesh. Fine. So the Mechaber paskins that the Yachid cannot rely upon the Shliach Tzibur. If he omitted Yalav Yov, he's going to have to repeat Shmones, right? But in the case of the Shliach Tzibur, we're talking about Shachris on Rosh Chodesh. In the case of the Shliach Tzibur, here we're going to give him some rope, give him some allowance, and since Rosh Chodesh will be mentioned in Tfilas Musaf, therefore the Shliach Tzibur, we'll add Tircha de Tzibura, will not have to repeat Shachris, and will fulfill this mitzvah with regard, through what? Through Musaf. Okay, the entire halacha needs a lot of analysis, but what I want to focus your attention on is a maisa b'brisk. Okay, what happened in Brisk? Now, my Rebbe's Rebbe, who's Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, my father's Rebbe, was a frequent visitor to his father in Brisk. For Shabbos, he very often, whenever he could get away, he would come to Brisk.
Your father?
In other words, no. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who was a Rav in a different city, what was it called? Help me out here. Just slipped my head. Where Lapidus was the Rav. What was it called? No, but earlier than that. It'll pop into my head. Anyway, so in Litta, for anyone who's from the state of New York, you'll know what I mean by this, and I apologize to those who are not. Litta was all told the size of the Catskill Mountains. You know, it was like going from town to town. Litta was like going from Woodburn to Monticello. Okay, that's just for the for those who inhabit those places. Or anyway, so Reb Chaim was the host, and his son Reb Moshe was the guest. On that particular Shabbos, it was Rosh Chodesh, and Reb Moshe, in his Tefillah Shachris of Shabbos, forgot to mention Yalav Yovo. And I'm not sure exactly of all the details. It's recorded here in the Shirei Rav that Reb Chaim was aware of the fact that Reb Moshe was about to repeat Shmon Esrei, and he stopped him. And he said to him, just daven Musaf, and that's all you need. And this maisa is a pella to me, because we saw clearly in Shulchan Aruch that this halach that you could be yotze azkaras hayom of Rosh Chodesh if you omitted it in Shachris through Musaf only applies to whom? To the Shliach Tzibur. But Moshe was not a Shliach Tzibur. It was in his own private Shmon Esrei. Had he been a Shliach Tzibur, then Moshe himself would not have, you know, entertain the possibility of repeating Shmon Esrei. So why did Reb Chaim insist that Reb Moshe should not repeat Shmon Esrei? So what I want to learn with you is a statement here of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham here, which you have recorded on page 2, says the following. Ilav de mistafina, ha'isi omer, yachid, Shalom hizkir Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos v'hispalel Musaf. Shachris v'hispalel Musaf. What kind of situation are we in now?
Of
the Eved situation, he already went ahead and he davened Musaf. Ein tzarech shuv lispalel shachris. Why? De lo gora di Eved di yachid milchatchilul de rabbi. V'davar dvarim shal tamhem lahalocha. So what happens over here? Listen to this Mogen Avraham. The Shliach Tzibur, we decided if he omits Yalav Yovin Shachris, can fulfill that mitzvah through Musaf. Okay. Says the Mogen Avraham, the Yachid, if he went ahead and instead of repeating Shmonesra and omitted Rosh Chodesh of Shachris, he went ahead and he davened Musaf, b'di'evet, his situation is equivalent to that of the Shliach Tzibur l'chatchila. L'chatchila, a Shliach Tzibur will daven Musaf and Gendikt. He doesn't repeat Shachris. Okay. Right? I meant to say Musaf. What did I say? Leave out the word again. I'm just saying that whatever I said, just you fill in the blanks. You know what I mean. Good. Oh. Now, what sense does this Mogen Avraham have to do? The Mogen Avraham tells me that the Yachid who left out Yalav V'Yavo in Shachris on Rosh Chodesh, what will he do if he asks the Rav?
He
repeats Shmon Esrei. Nevertheless, he went ahead and he davened Musaf. The whole story makes no sense to me. Why would the Mogen Avraham say in such a case he was Yotze? Mimarevshach. If you're telling me that Yalav V'Yavo is part of the Madea of Tefillah on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore is Ki'ilu Lo Ispalel, again, we don't have to go over what we discussed earlier, is then, even if he went any David, most of it's Ki'ilu Lo Ispalel. No, what are you going to tell me? No. Yalav V'Yavo is not part of the Madea Shel Tefillah. We'll go with Rabbeinu Yehuda, and it's a separate Kiyum unto itself. No, if it's a separate Kiyum unto itself, then why do you have to repeat Shmon Esrei L'chatchila if you left it out? In other words, if there's some sort of halach over here that Musaf could replace the Hazkaras Hayom as a separate Kiyum, so why don't we advocate L'chatchila that he should wait till Musaf? No, of us, we don't advocate that L'chatchila because we are pulled in a different direction and we are convinced that Yalav V'Yavo is part of the Matbea Shel Tefillah. And therefore you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Why is that only L'chatchila, not B'di'evet? This whole distinction between L'chatchila and B'di'evet makes no sense. Okay, I'm going to try in the next 3 minutes, because I see we're going late, to see if we can make sense out of this. According to Rabbeinu Yehuda, that Yalav V'Yavo Hazkara is a separate cue of being mitzarifet to tefillah, I understand one thing, but I'm confused about something else. I understand that insofar as I could only obtain that cue within the framework of tefillah, that therefore if I have the opportunity to replace that tefillah, or shall I say to add another tefillah, in order to obtain the cue of what? Of tziruf azkara to tefillah, I will repeat Shmon Esrei in order to recite Yalav V'Yavo. That I can understand. But what I don't understand is, what's the nature of that tefillah? It's very strange to me. He left out Yalav V'Yavo. Now he's going to repeat Shmon Esrei with Yalav V'Yavo. What's the nature of that tefillah? Again, it's not a tefillah's tashlumin, because we're still within the time period. Right, it's hard to call it a tefillas chova because he was already yotzei his tefillas chova, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda. You understand my problem again? You know, I really can't expect you to empathize with me because I was trained to think in categories. I don't know. Maybe I'm jumping the gun here. What I'm saying is that tefillah has to fit into one of two categories. Either it's a tefillah chovah l'shem tefillah, or you can call it a let's call it a tefillah. I don't know what to call it. What should we call it? Oh, maybe it's a tefillah nedava. That's what I was wondering. But let me just repeat my question and see if the question is powerful enough to justify this very radical conclusion. He, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, he left out Yalav Yofa. Was he Yotzei tefillah? Yes. Does he have a chiyuv tefillah? No. What does he have a chiyuv? To be mitzareif the azkara to tefillah. But I don't get it. What is the nature of that tefillah? Tefillah has to fit into some sort of category. So if you recall, the Gemara asks about tefillah's tashlumen, and the Gemara, right at the beginning of our perek, says, what do you mean tefillah's tashlumen? Avar zmano batel karbono. So what does the Gemara answer? Who remembers? If not, turn back to Chavav Amad Aleph, Yah Yisrael. Rachmeinu. There's some sort of concept of tefillah's rachmeinu, which can allow you to replace a tefillah's chova with another tefillah. It's rachmeinu. And what's the source? Who is the first one to come up with the concept of rachmeinu? Do you, anybody know his name? His name was Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Halavai shispal adam kol yom kulo. So the Gemara says, what do you mean kol yom kulo? How can you mispal kol yom kulo? It's the only chova to mispal once in that period of time, three times a day, but not kol yom kulo. And for the Gemara, tefila rachmei ninhu. And according to some, women are exempt from tefila on one level because it's his mind grown, but the answer is tefila rachmei ninhu. So the Gemara justifies a new category of tefillah that's lacking in the element of chova under the rubric of a tefillas rachmeninu, and the basis for a tefillas rachmeninu is tefillas nedava. I was thinking out loud, and maybe this is crazy, but perhaps if a person, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, omits Yalav Yavo, his second tefillah is a tefillah nedava. What should I say? It's a tefillah nedava like Arvis. You remember we discussed tefillah Arvis. Tefillah Arvis is a nedava, yet we makabel out ourselves as a chova. But the chesed shel tefillah is not a tefillah chova because we pass tefillah Arvis reshus. We have maybe we accepted upon ourselves as a chova. And that's a similar situation to this Rabbeinu Yehuda when I omit Yalav Yavo and I repeat Shmon Esrei simply to obtain the kiyum of tziruf askara to tefillah. The kiyum of askara to tefillah is wonderful. But what's the tefillah itself? The tefillah itself is a tefillah nedava. If that be the case, Rabosai, why did Reb Chaim hesitate to allow Rab Moshe to repeat Shmona Esrei when he left out Yalav Yavo? Because on Shabbos there's no tefillah nedava. And Rabosai, if this be the case, I don't know what your minhag is. Everybody has a different minhag as far as tefillas nedava is concerned. But although it says strictly in halacha that during the weekday you're allowed to daven a tefillas nedava, but many have the minhag of not davening a tefillas nedava. Because if you go like certain Rishonim, a tefillas nedava requires a chiddush b'davar in every single bracha. It's a very hard thing to do. I would recommend if you're embarking on a tefillas nedava, I'm not telling you to do so, that you should take notes before you get up and daven. Seriously, I'm not joking. I mean, really, write out a little outline for yourself of what you're going to add in each tefillah. Because otherwise what you're going to do is you're going to recite the tefillah by rote at the speed of light like you always do, pardon the expression, and who's going to remember to be mechadish b'davar in every single bracha? But be that as it may, there are those who say, I can't do it. And the minhag you should know is to really be very, shall I say, inhibited about advocating a tefillah nedava even during the week when it's allowed. If that be the case, then it could be that even on a regular Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos, I would still tell you that if you left out, what should we call it, Yalav Yavo in Shachris, don't daven another tefillah. Because Rabbeinu Yehuda is right. You have already fulfilled your obligation of tefillah. you want an option, a tefillas nedava, I would stay away from the tefillas nedava, even though that tefillas nedava would obtain a kiyum of what? Of tziruf, azkar letefillah. Stay away from it. Here's where the Magen Avraham comes to save the day. Says the Magen Avraham, if you left out Yalav Yavam in Shachris on Rosh Chodesh, he's not talking about Shabbos, you know what? Davin Musaf. And that's going to be my lechatchila choice. Rather than encourage you to repeat the Shmona Esrei as a tefillas nedava, because I don't know where your brain is going to be when you're davening the tefillas nedava, I would encourage you to make yourself into the shliach tzibur. I don't mean that literally. But your din is like the shliach tzibur lechatchila. Avoid a tefillas nedava. You see, Rabbeinu, the Magen Avraham is not willing to go as far as we wanted to go. You left out Yalav Yovo, Gandik the Maisa. You know, let's say, for example, in Mincha, you know, and you don't have the option of Muslim. It's the last minute before this. So what are you going to do? Daven et tefillas nedava. In this case, even if your minig is not to daven et tefillas nedava, daven et tefillas nedava to obtain the kiyum of tziruf azkara to tefillah. But, says the Magen Avraham, if you have another option, and albeit lechatchila that option would be only a fallback position, we don't encourage it, namely to be yotze with musaf, says the Magen Avraham in the balance here, comparing all your options, all your things, I would recommend, says the Magen Avraham, that you daven musaf rather than repeat Shmona Esrei of Shachris. Why? Because the Magen Avraham accepts the definition of Rabbeinu Yehuda, tefillah you are the yotze, you've got a fallback position of nedava, you've got a fallback position of musaf. In the choice between the two, says the Magen Avraham, I would advocate that you be yotze your chiyuv azkara, meaning to mitzaref the azkara to tefillah into a tefillas chova rather than a tefillas nedava. And which tefillas chova now presents that opportunity?
Musaf.
The tefillas musaf.
And is that
all Mexico? Alright. Yechiel, you know how to puncture the balloon. Falacha Lamaisa, I refer you to the rest of our organization here, you know.
I would say that every Kazara is a shot.
He doesn't all like this Magen Avraham. Does he make mention of the Magen Avraham?
No, I'm just saying.
He doesn't even mention the Magen Avraham. Of course, even if you disagree with the Magen Avraham l'chatchila, but b'di'eved, if you daven Musaf already, that it says, the article should mention that.
How many times do you have? Wednesday, I'm not here.
Oh, you're not here.
Not because I don't want to hear the shir, but I'll be the day for the whole project.
And how does this impact on your chavrusas? I mean, is there anybody I should be diving for as a replacement? What's going on? I don't even know what the list is, because today you learned with Shalom.
Right. He didn't get in today. He